Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Jesus. I need you. need you, touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now.
The Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, we worship you, Lord, we glorify your name. Your name, O God, is worthy of praise and glory and honor. There's no one like you, Jesus. You are the King of all kings, the Lord of lords, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley. We bless your name, we praise you, we worship you, O God. Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace, Lord, and we ask for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory, and we cry out to you, mercy, 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 mercy. in the name of Jesus. Rain down your mercy upon us. Rain down your mercy upon our children. Rain down your mercy upon our grandchildren. Rain down your mercy, oh God, upon our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, our spouses, oh God. Bring down your mercy upon us, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our body, souls, and spirit in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We soak ourselves in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak the service in the blood of Jesus, the airways, the cyberspace, the networks in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, O God, to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, rain down your grace, rain down your mercy, your love, oh God. Teach us how to walk in your love. Teach us how to forgive. Teach us how to forgive others as you forgive us. Teach us we are dependent upon you, Holy Spirit, to lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we surrender to you every single second, every single minute of our lives. We surrender to you. Have your way, Spirit of the living God. Have your way in our lives in the name of Jesus, in our homes, in our families, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we love you. We thank you, Spirit of the living God. We praise you, Spirit of the living God. We worship you, Holy Spirit. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We adore you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you. Oh, Spirit of the living God, we ask you, Lord, to send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us as we go into prayer. Oh, Father, minister to us throughout this day. We pray for fresh anointing, not the anointing from yesterday, but refreshing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, refresh us. Refresh us, Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Refresh our spirit. Refresh our souls. Refresh our bodies. Spirit of the living God, refresh us. Refresh us. Hallelujah. Ramasandoria koromosotoriaka. Yoria mukurianikia makoromosotoriaka. In the name of Jesus, it is all about you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for the birth, oh, celebrating that, the birth of Jesus Christ. Without Jesus, where would we be? We thank you for the gift of salvation. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We thank you, Jesus. We give you glory, hallelujah. We magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. This morning we're going to lift up prayers. Even though this is the Christmas holiday, we praise God. Hallelujah. But this is not a season that some people are going through a lot during this season. And we must, as Christians, we have to pray for those who are going through things and feel what they're going through. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Some people are mourning the loss of their loved ones. Some people, this season is a season of depression because of different things that happened to them. There are some people right now in the hospital, not only COVID, but suffering, hallelujah, and sick, very sick. So we're not only going to focus on COVID. There are other sicknesses, hallelujah, and we're going to pray for those that are in the hospital. As we pray for those in your neighborhood, in your state, at least within a 100 miles radius. Although instead of prayer for those within a 100 miles radius within from your address, wherever you are, we're going to pray for those that are sick in the hospital for the Lord to heal them in the name of Jesus. There are people that are homeless, do not have a place. They're out in the cold. Right in the city and state that you live in, that I live in, within a 100-mile radius. We're going to do 100 miles radius this morning. So this morning, we're going to use this morning to pray. So hallelujah. There are people being abused, hallelujah, in shelters. We pray for the prisoners in prison that have COVID-19. We're going to pray for them, hallelujah. So this morning is a morning of prayer. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And I do not, it's not all about us. Oh, I'm happy. No, but there are others that are not. And we have to pray for them, that the Holy Spirit will move in their lives. And we pray for those in our families, start from home, that do not know Jesus Christ as the Lord and personal Savior. Pray for those in the homeless shelter. So as we pray, please lift up your voices and pray with me, along with me. Hallelujah. First of all, let us pray and tell God thank you. The first prayer, thank God for your life. Thank God for your families. Thank God for your children. Begin to pray a prayer of thanksgiving first. Let us pray. Father, we thank you and we bless you this morning. We praise you not only this morning, every day. We thank you, Lord. You watch over us. You kept us up. You woke us up this morning. We thank you for our children. We thank you for our spouses, grandchildren, those that are connected. We thank you. We give you praises. We give you thanksgiving. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. We thank you, Father, for food, clothing, and shelter. We thank you for right minds. We thank you for good health, oh God. We bless your name. We adore you. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Lift up your voice and begin to say, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, let us pray for those within whatever state you're in, whatever city you're in. Hallelujah. You're going to pray for those within 100 miles radius, those that are in the hospital. It doesn't have to be COVID. Hallelujah. For whatever sickness and disease and whatever they're struggling with, there are people in ICU, hallelujah, fighting for their lives in right in your cities. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we're going to be specific and pray strategic prayers. Amen. In the name of Jesus, hit it. So let us pray for those within 100 miles radius of your address in the hospitals. Hallelujah. Even in the nursing homes, let's begin to lift them up and pray in the name of Jesus. Please pray and wake up and pray. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray for those within 100 miles radius of where I live in Raleigh, North Carolina, oh God. I pray for those in the hospital right now in the name of Jesus, those that are battling with different sicknesses and disease. those in the ICU in the name of Jesus, those that are in the emergency room in the name of Jesus, those that have had an accident in the name of Jesus, those that are suffering from COVID-19 in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray this morning for those within the hospitals within 100 miles radius of my address, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for, Lord, that you heal those. To let it be a divine visitation. Release your healing anointing in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray that you will visit those hospitals, visit those nursing homes. In the name of Jesus, I pray for your healing. Release the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus. We call for the Almighty God to send forth his holy angels. Oh, Father God, to release healing anointing. Heal those that are sick. Heal those that are struggling for their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, we bind you, spirit of infirmity. We uproot you in the name of Jesus. We bind you and all your cohorts and send you to the bottomless pits of hell in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, can the dead praise you? Father God, we pray, Lord, you are God of second, third, fourth chances. In the name of Jesus, oh God. There are some dying right now that do not know you as their Lord and personal Savior. Give them another chance. Let them live, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let there be a miracle healing with, oh God, in the hospitals. In the name of Jesus, within 100 miles radius, I pray for those at the Wake County hospitals, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for those that are at Duke Riley hospitals, in the name of Jesus. I pray for UNC Chapel Hill, in the name of Jesus. All the hospitals within 100 miles radius, oh God, I ask you, Lord, to release your healing, your healing, your healing anointing, oh God. Gloria Masetiria. Oh, Father God, Rex County, Rex Hospital, oh God. Luria Masantiriako. Release your anointing, release your healing. Let there be an encounter, oh God. In the name of Jesus, healing rain, touch these patients, oh God. Let there be a miracle, oh God. In the name of Jesus, release your healing, release your healing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you are merciful, God. You are faithful, God. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals, oh God. Oh, Father God, I pray, Lord, for healing right now in the name of Jesus. There are some at home and sick and cannot go to the hospitals within 100 miles radius, oh God, that are struggling, oh God. The hospital beds are running out, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to visit these homes, oh God, of those that are really sick, that are sick, oh God. Visit the wounds and let there be a healing. Let the healing river flow. Let the healing anointing flow. We pray for healing in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We're going to pray for those who have lost their loved ones, those that are grieving and mourning. There's a lot of grieving and mourning and crying all over. Hallelujah. So let's pray for the Holy Spirit to comfort those that have lost their loved ones in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up those that have lost their loved ones, oh God, those within 100 miles radius, oh God, of where we live as individuals, oh God, in the name of Jesus, those that are grieving and crying out, oh God, for the death of their loved ones, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father God, Holy Spirit, comfort them. Release their cup and give them a garment of praise instead of throwing up heaviness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh, we pray for your healing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, comforter and friend, oh God. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will comfort and we bind the spirit of anxiety and depression. We release the joy, the unspeakable joy. In the name of Jesus, let there be light. Let the holy light of God begin to shine upon them, O God. Remove the cloud of darkness in the name of Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit move in their homes, move in their minds, move in their thoughts. Holy Spirit, move, let there be light. Let your holy light begin to shine. Your holy light that release that peace, that love, that happiness in the name of Jesus. Holy Amasa. Comfort their hearts, O God, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Let us pray for those that are in the homeless shelters. Hallelujah. Their children, their families in the homeless shelter. Let us pray for the Lord to provide them a place. Jobs, whatever they need. The Psalm psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And even if they do not know Jesus Christ, the Lord, even before we knew him, he still provided and protected us. So let us begin to pray for them. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for those that are in the homeless shelter, families, children, individuals, oh God. Oh, Father God, you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord provides. You are our shepherd, we shall not want the Lord. Lord, you are our shepherd. Oh, Father God, those that need jobs, we pray for open doors of opportunities so that they can get jobs, oh God. In the name of Jesus, those that need a place to stay that have been on the waiting list, oh God. God, we pray for you to shield them with favor, oh God, that they will be able to get their places, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, hear my son, that he has come. Oh, wherever family that struggles, a family struggling from abuse, we pray for healing in the name of Jesus. Some of them are in legal issues. Oh, God, we pray for your divine intervention in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Visit these homeless shelters, oh, God. Visit them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your winds of refreshing blow upon the homeless shelters. Let your wind of refreshing, oh, God, blow upon the individuals in your shelter. Blow upon the families in your shelter. In the name of Jesus, women that have been abused, Lord, we ask you, with Lord, to heal them and give them a sense of direction, oh God. In the name of Jesus, release your love. Release your love, oh God. Envelope them in your love. Let them feel that love that comes from you. Let them feel that peace that comes from you. In the name of Jesus, those that need food, provide, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for provision, oh God. We pray for those that do not know you as the Lord and personal Savior, that it will come into the saving grace and know you and receive you as the Lord and personal Savior, oh God. In the name of Jesus, here am I, son, this is the shelter, Lord, here am I. Oh, Father God, provide fundings, provide more fundings for these shelters, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let the spirit of giving touch the hearts of people to give, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, those that have been a blessing to those in the homeless shelter, whether by serving, whether by whatever, oh God, we pray that you will bless them 2,004 more, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, they are our brothers and sisters. They are created in your image and likeness. Father, some need strength. Oh God, they are weak, but your strength is made perfect in their weakness. Strengthen them, oh God. Strengthen them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, provide. Hallelujah. Jobs, provide provision in the name of Jesus. Provide protection in the name of Jesus. Protection in the name of Jesus. Protection in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless you and we praise you. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just wanted to lift up all the nursing homes right now. In the name of Jesus, within your state, hallelujah, 100 miles radius, lift up the residents in these nursing homes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up the residents in the nursing home within 100 miles radius from where I am. Oh, God, we pray, Father God, whatever they need, I pray that you will provide for them according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Send willing workers, willing nursing assistants, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that will be able to treat these people as they would like to be treated. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, I send assistant that the people that have a heart and passion. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, some of these elderly do not have children and no one to visit them. Only you can release that joy. Only you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, do not let them feel that spirit of neglection, that spirit of rejection. We bind that spirit, oh God, knowing let them be connected to the Holy Ghost. Let them be connected to the Holy Spirit. Oh, Father God, let your joy overflow within their hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Any one of them that are sick, we pray for healing right now. In the name of Jesus, healing, healing, healing. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to God in the name of Jesus. Peace and goodwill towards all men in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray for the children. Oh, Father, we lift up the children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray that the parents will teach the children in the way that they should go. We pray, Father God, for those children that do not even have. We ask you to provide, let me create a miracle. Create a miracle for those children, oh God. Create a miracle for the children that are sick, oh God. In the name of Jesus, healing, 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 in the name of Jesus. Father God, some kids do not even have a gift under the tree. Father, provide miraculously. Touch the hearts of those people who have so that they can bless these children. Touch our hearts to be able to bless. Oh, Father God, show us where these kids are. Show us where to go, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, provide for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless the children. You said, suffer the little children to come unto you. Oh, Father, bless them. Bless them in a special way. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we pray, let's pray for those that are incarcerated in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, for those that have been incarcerated, some rightly and some wrongly. We pray for your divine intervention in the name of Jesus. Oh, visit the prison, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit of abuse and neglect and rejection. Oh, we bind every foul spirit. Every spirit that is not the spirit of the most holy God. We bind those spirits and echo once and send them to the bottomless pits of hell. Let there be light. Let the Holy Spirit hover over the prisons, oh God. Let the Holy Spirit hover over the prisons, oh God. God. And let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Lift up your voice and begin to say a prayer. Prayer for your family. Pray for your family. Pray for your children. Pray for your grandchildren. This prayer now is your personal for your family and for your loved ones that do not know Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up my family. I lift up my husband, my children, grandchildren, oh God. In the name of Jesus, those that know you, oh God, and those that do not know you as the Lord and personal Savior, I pray that the Holy Spirit will move upon their hearts, that they will receive you as the Lord and personal Savior, and what not only by lip service, but by the way they walk and talk, oh God. In the name of Jesus, by their lifestyle, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God, you know what our children stand in need of. We ask you to provide according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Put a wall of protection around our children. Help our children to be slow to listen, slow to speak, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to have a listening ear, oh God. Yet it must say there's a mother that's been abused by their child. The Lord just showed me there's a mother that has been abused, that the child is constantly abusing you, and you cannot say a word to nobody. I don't know who you are, but God is going to intervene in the name of Jesus. Yerima, you love your child a lot, but your child is so abusive. The Spirit of the Lord is showing me your child do not know how to speak to you. Your child is rude and indifferent. So you, the Lord and my son, they have been watching this child. Pray for your child. Pray for your child. Pray for your child. Pray for your child so they cannot get that rap. Pray for that child to change. We pray right now that the Holy Spirit will intervene in this situation, that this child, oh God, will change. Holy Spirit, move. Move in his life. Move in his heart, oh God, and let your light shine. Let this child honor the mother and father so that the days can be long. In the name of Jesus, take away the spirit of meanness. Take away the spirit of bitterness and hate and unforgiveness from this child. We bind those spirits right now and send them the cohorts into the bottomless pits of hell. We lose that peace and joy, the joy unspeakable to rest upon the mother, the joy unspeakable, oh God, unspeakable joy, oh God. Father God, intervene in the mother and son relationship. Intervene, oh God. Only you can make it right. Oh, teach this child to love as, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you will unite the mother and the child, oh God, that it will have that joy and peace, oh God. We pray that this child will be repentant, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit convict this child. Let this child come into repentance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You can use this child for your glory, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We hold every plan of darkness against this mother. We cancel in the name of Jesus and superimpose only God's plan and purpose for this mother will prevail in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for your divine intervention in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We pray for those that do not know Jesus. We pray, Lord, that they will receive. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Father, we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Apostle City, if you all, please press 1 so you can close for us, please. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of Jesus. We praise his holy name. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Move in our homes, move in our lives, move in our circumstances. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. As O Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the prayers that we have prayed, O God. We pray that these prayers are answered, O God, according to your will, plan, and purpose, O God. Let your joy to the world. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is alive. Jesus Christ is alive. Release your joy, rivers of joy. Let your glory settle. Upon us, establish us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we come against incident and accident. We pray for divine protection. We pray for favor to shield us. In the name of Jesus, the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bless you and thank you for each and every one under the sound of my voice. Oh, Father God, we thank you for them. We pray, Lord, that you will answer their prayers according to your will, plan, and purpose. We thank you for your strength is made perfect in our weakness. We thank you, Lord, for guiding us and leading us. We thank you, Lord, that even when we fall, you lift us up. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we are grateful to you, oh God. And we thank you and we bless your name. We pray for those that are at work, that have to go back and forth. We pray for traveling mercies in the name of Jesus. Keep that covered in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus, hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. We love you. God bless you.